Thank you, Beth. Well, this morning we've been looking, I'm Fred Hubble, and we've been looking through the Isaiah chapter 58 and looking at what was not proper worship. And then we're looking at what is proper worship. And we're looking at God's reaction to proper worship, as Ray showed that the God answers prayer with proper worship. So in continuing on that, where I'm looking at is found in Isaiah 58, verses 9 to 12. And here is that God will give us a legacy, a good legacy. What would you like to be known for? In our society, leaving a good legacy is viewed to be important. Celebrities and very wealthy people construct buildings. They endow universities, colleges, museums, libraries, and set up foundations to help various causes. Other people set out to break world records or create videos for notoriety. But did you know that you and I can leave a beneficial legacy to our family, friends, our church, our communities for generations to come? In Isaiah 58, 9 through 12, God says, if you worship of Him permeates through every aspect of your life, He will make you famous. Just look at the verses in verse 10. The scripture says, your light shall dawn in the darkness. Our world seems very dark at times, with strife, anger, hatred, hardship, and suffering showing up on the internet, news, and TV. The world needs to see that there's a better way and that there is hope. That light can only come from Christians living out their lives according to biblical principles. In that same verse, it says that your darkness will shine like the noonday sun. Now, that is bright. I believe the darkness referred to in this passage is a reaction to how Christians deal with trials and problems and personal hardship. It also says in verse 11, that you will be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. Now, I love looking at gardens and they're so beautiful and amazing. And sometimes I also dream of building my own. But they do not appear without a lot of labor, planning, constant watering, nurturing, and weeding. Let's face it, it can be hard work. But when they are done properly, they are so refreshing and inviting. That is how our lives can be viewed by those around us. In Acts chapter 9, there is a story about a gal named Dorcas who lived in Joppa and had died. She was known for being full of good works and charitable deeds. She was so loved by the church that they sent two men to Peter seeking his help in restoring her back to life. When Peter arrived at Dorcas's home, all the widows in that church were crying, and they showed him the many tunics and garments that Dorcas had made for them. She was not just a worshiper of God on Sunday, but her life is dedicated to worshiping God through the good deeds on every day of the week. I appreciate what Dorcas did, for it takes a great deal of time and effort to make one thing, and Dorcas made many of them. While Peter prayed and God restored Dorcas back to life, the results of this was that her life story became known throughout the village of Joppa, And many people who lived there believed in the Lord. And that was not enough. For God had Luke write her story in the book of Acts so that the entire world could read about it. Now that is world notoriety. Isaiah the prophet was writing Isaiah 58 to his countrymen whose nation had been torn apart, first by the Assyrians and then exiled to Babylon. Their cities and towns were leveled. Protective city walls were heaps of rubble. Only foundations of former buildings remained. Their national identity was threatened. Things looked very hopeless. But God says in verse 12 that with proper worship of God, a worship that permeates your entire life, that you shall build the old waste places, you shall raise up the foundations of many generations, and you shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to dwell in. Note the number of times that you hear "you shall" is used in that passage. It is a strong word that requires action. I work at a cement plant in Charleroi, and we as a company are committed to ISO principles of safety, environment, and quality. Whenever the word "you shall" is written in a procedure, it means you will do it without any ifs, buts, or maybes. God here is promising these exiles that they will be known as the builders, as the rebuilders of things that have been broken, just like the famous founding fathers. You might say a builder of bridges between people. What a legacy to leave to generations to come. In my former church in Saugerties, New York, I remember a man by the name of George Van Valkenburg. As a kid, I knew him as Mr. Van. He had been a sailor in his younger years and not had come to know Jesus as his Lord and Savior until much later. But that event changed his life. I remember him as a kind, gentle, humble man who demonstrated his love for God by doing and giving things to people. He built bridges between people. This time of year in October was a time of butchering hogs by local farmers. After a hog is butchered and meat is chopped up, the leftovers can be made into a sausage loaf. And this sausage loaf was called head cheese. George knew that my father loved it, and every year he'd make some of it and would bring it over for us to have. I have to admit I never tasted it, as I could never get over the thought of eating the ground up head, as the name implies. He did similar things to everybody in the church. This was not the only thing he ever did for us. I do remember the time that he gave us some little red peppers, and that he had warned us that they may be spicy. Well, as a family, we were used to horseradish, garlic, and lots of yellow onions, and so we could handle them. I remember Mom deciding to make a pot of homemade chicken soup. I can see her now. She cut the chicken, potatoes, carrots, onions, and all those red peppers, and placing them in the pot to cook. Well, when it came time to eat the soup, it was so spicy that our lips became numb with pain. I have to admit, we all stopped eating it, and it was the only time I remember seeing my mom throw away a whole pot of food in the garden. Now, we could have been angry over the gift, but it was our ignorance. And he had given it to us from a loving heart. George was also known for his Bible teaching. He could take scripture and explain it plainly to any person. New Christians, the people interested in joining our church, loved his class. He left a wonderful legacy for us to remember him by. No man is an island unto himself. Life is about our relationship with God and our relationship with people. Jesus was asked by the religious leaders of his day on what was the most important commandment from God. Jesus answered them in Matthew 22, verses 34 to 36. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus tied the two commandments together. The love of God was directly tied to love people. You demonstrate that love by how you treat people around you. The problem during Isaiah's time, like today, by many people who call themselves Christians, was that they were focused on completing religious ceremony. They thought that attending the weekly worship service, fasting, giving money, was enough to maintain a bridge with God, and thus God could hear their prayers and give them what they asked. They thought that the rest of the time they could do what they pleased. Disregard the principles found in the Bible, and that God would turn a blind eye to how they conducted themselves outside of church. That thinking was wrong. God does care. Our conduct to others reflects the nature of God. If they do not see God working through our lives all the time, they will never come to know him. Jesus cared for both the person, spiritual, and their physical needs. If his ministry focused on both as Christians, should not our focus be the same? Our nation was founded on biblical principles of honesty, trustworthiness, self-sacrificing, caring for others, helping your neighbor, and loving God. At times it appears that these principles are being torn down, and our society is being replaced with the ideas of me first, doing what makes me feel good, or might makes right, and the ends justifies the means. These new principles not only divide, but increase distrust, stir up anger, and create hatred. We as Christians must put these principles back in our daily lives. It is the right thing to do. It honors God, and more people will come to know Jesus Christ. And we will restore bridges between families, neighbors, and communities throughout our nation.